And staying in Queensland, we'll go now to the latest controversy over the proposed Adani coal mine in the centre of the state. Just days after the Queensland government ruled out a royalties discount for the project, questions are re-emerging over whether a $1 billion taxpayer loan to the company is being decided by people with conflicts of interest. The two board members from government agencies deciding on the loan are also directors of mining companies whose companies could ultimately benefit from the Adani project. Annie Guest has the latest from Brisbane.
Adani wants a $1 billion government loan for a rail line from its proposed mega coal mine to a port in central Queensland. But environmental lawyer David Barndon is worried about who is evaluating the loan request for the government agencies, the Northern Australian Infrastructure Facility and the Export Finance and Insurance Corporation.
We're concerned that board members of NAIF and EFIC have conflicts of interest and that they may not have taken reasonable steps to avoid those conflicts. And we're concerned that the board members each have interests in companies that might benefit from the fact of the Adani mine going ahead.
Environmental Justice Australia has written to the boards to ask them to publicly explain what their members are doing. Annabelle Chaplin is a director of the government's Export Finance and Insurance Corporation and Downer EDI. Mr. Barndon says Adani and Downer EDI have a commercial arrangement.
Annabelle Chaplin has over $450,000 in Downer EDI shares. Downer EDI has an arrangement with Adani to the effect that if the mine proceeds, they'll be in line for $2 billion worth of business to help build the mine.
Carla Way McPhail is a director of the Northern Australia Infrastructure Facility and the chief executive of two labour, training and machinery companies.
Those companies are active in the coal mining industry in Queensland. If the Adani mine were to proceed, those two companies could get a boost either by more business to train potential workers for the mine or by contract itself.
The minister responsible for the Northern Australia Infrastructure Facility is Matt Canavan.
All of that, those interests were declared when they were made directors. Miss McPhail, for example, has been a former Telstra Businesswoman of the Year. She's a very well respected business person in North Queensland.
Neither the directors nor the agencies have said whether the pair recused themselves during board discussions about the potential $1 billion loan to Adani. Senator Canavan was also unable to shed light on this when speaking to ABC Brisbane's Maria Hatzakis.
Of course, along with any board that the directors are on, if there is a conflict of interest, those need to be declared and appropriate steps put in place, which I'm sure the NAIF will do.
Sure, conflicts of interest need to be declared. That's the law. Do you see a conflict of interest here or a possible conflict of interest?
Well, that's not a decision for me to make, Marie. That's a decision for the board to go through, and their appropriate processes for me to be making those sort of judgments.
Senator Canavan also took aim at the state government over recent uncertainty around its support for the Northern Australian Infrastructure Facility. However, the Treasurer, Curtis Pitt, has reiterated the state's role.
Under this framework, it is a legal and administrative arrangement that we have signed onto, and I've been clear about that. Our role is for constitutional reasons, the legal financing contracts, so the loan agreement, including the drawdown and timing, repayment of interest, all of those things have to have a state involvement constitutionally.
Mr. Pitt also defended his government's handling of a potential royalties discount for Adani, saying the final decision was always going to be made by Cabinet. Cabinet has now ruled out a royalties holiday for Adani, but allowed for a possible deferral, with Adani having to pay eventually in full and with interest.
Annie Guest reporting.